USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jussie Smollett's character on Fox's show Empire will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. Producers issued a statement saying while Jussie has been a big part of the show, they are aware of the impact the legal process can have on the cast and crew members. Reporters pressed White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on the Coast Guard lieutenant who allegedly plotted violence against Democrats and news reporters. Sanders says the president has consistently condemned violence against journalists or anyone else.
The president is typically one of the first people to condemn the violence, and the media is the first people to blame the president. We should all join together and start condemning the violence, whether it's against members of the media, whether it's against Democrats, Republicans, any person in this country. That is unacceptable, and that's why every time it comes up, we have been consistent and repeatedly said that we condemn violence in all forms.
USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with soliciting sex at a Jupiter, Florida spa. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust. Kraft is being charged as a customer for soliciting sex and not as one of the operators. Kraft, through a spokesman, has denied the allegations and says he's done nothing wrong, and this will be the only comment made on the issue. Good news about Florida's coastal waters. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems Florida's coastal waters are free from the devastating red tide bloom that began in October of 2017. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report says the toxic algae is no longer present in water samples collected from anywhere in or around the state. That bloom caused respiratory irritations in people, and it killed vast numbers of sea turtles, manatees, dolphins, and fish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee. Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A trade deal looks to be in the works between the United States and China. This would eliminate the tariffs that each country has slapped on the other and presumably help both economies. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer says this deal is a win-win for the United States and China.
The two trading partners both win. It's a win-win. It's a gains from trade, comparative advantage, all of that. And they have to be brought to this realization that this is not a nationalistic issue. Xi has been behaved as quite a nationalist on this stuff. But I do think he understands that now with the threats of tariffs, he realizes his country is very vulnerable to trade with the United States. And frankly, I think he's going to come through and be really a great leader of China and agree to what's good for them and for us.
El Chapo's sons are indicted. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
El Chapo's two sons indicted on drug trafficking charges. It's believed they're in Mexico. The Justice Department in the United States says the two conspired to distribute cocaine, meth, and marijuana from Mexico and import it here into the U.S. Their father convicted this month by a jury in New York on all 10 counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. El Chapo scheduled to be sentenced in June, but his lawyers say they plan to appeal the conviction.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.